A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast, even though there is no National League football, John.
And possibly never, ever will be ever again.
I know. Well, there will be again at some point.
Well, imagine if it never came back.
If they actually went, imagine if everyone just went, actually, it's not that good, is it?
We can do without it, I think, actually. We'll get by.
Let's not bother with it. No, obviously, they've now suspended the National League, haven't they, John? They've got rid of the three tiers, 3 to 6, and they've suspended the National League.
Yeah.
North, South.
Yes. So it's only the National League North, South that are still sort of active leagues, but they've suspended it indefinitely.
What does that mean, John?
If you were suspended
from anything indefinitely, would you expect to ever go back to it?
I don't know. It would depend on what it was, really, I suppose. If it was, you know, my local book club, because I'd sort of, you know,
what would you upset have done at the
people
book club?
Or something. No, I don't coach a book club. I don't know why that's the first thing that sprung to mind. I was just trying to think of a sort of mundane activity.
Hey, John, you know, we do a podcast on the National League football and they've cancelled it. I don't know if you know that.
Yes.
So we've done that, cancelled. You went to the Edinburgh Festival for the first time last year, didn't you, John?
Yes, I'm starting to see where this is going.
And what's happened to that this year?
Couldn't.
Cancelled. Have you ever been to Wimbledon, John?
No, although I was actually, funny enough, thinking about queuing up for tickets this year.
Cancelled.
Had been an idle discussion in my house that maybe we should go and
Jugunk.
Queue up this year.
Jugunk.
Gone.
Cancelled.
Do you know what else? I was going to the Euros this summer as well.
Jugunk. Cancelled.
I was supposed to be on a European road trip.
Glastonbury, yeah, John?
No, I disagree with camping.
Oh, why don't you like camping, John? Because camping has been jugunk, cancelled.
No, it's not that I don't like camping. I get a bad back sleeping on airbeds.
That's the point, so John. No one gets a good back sleeping on airbeds.
Yeah.
John,
it's I'm very susceptible in the back department, so to speak. So I would have to glamp.
Oh dear. Well, camping is in my post corona dreamscape, John.
Okay.
I'm interested in yours, actually. This is what I'm dreaming of at the moment of post corona is finally doing my bike ride to Paris, but this time camping all the way, John. Because, you know,
right.
I don't know if you remember, I did the Dartmoor Classic. I don't know if you remember
Yes,
that.
I do. Yes. Yeah, you bring it up every so often.
I don't know if you remember that. And since then, I've not done a long, long bike ride. And I absolutely love it, John. And since the corona has trapped us all in our houses, all I've been dreaming of doing is cycling to Paris and camping along the way, getting up in the morning, little stove, making a cup of coffee, packing it all up, putting it on the bike, and on we go to the Champs-Élysées. John,
your post-corona dreams are quite grand. Mine just involves sort of going outside for an extended period of time, or
for a pint.
Going to the shops and not having to disinfect myself when I get home. You know, all these little things.
Oh, you think mine? You think I've overreached myself?
Well, look, everyone's got to have a dream. There's nothing wrong with dreaming big.
No, that is true. That is true. I watched a good documentary last night, John, because all I seem to do is watch television now and try and teach my children. I watched a documentary last night on, it was called Tall Bikes Will Save Us. Oh, it was good, John.
Okay.
Tall Bikes Will Save Us. So it's some dudes, and I called people dudes anyway, but these are like dudes, like they make their own bikes. They learned to weld when they were
sorry,
like nine.
I've never heard you call anyone a dude ever.
I often call people a dude. I find it a good way
to look out for it now.
I find it a good way not to gender people.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm gonna have to make a note of listening out for you using it.
Dude's a good way not to say ladies and gentlemen, you know, because you're not allowed to say ladies and gentlemen, which I sort of agree with, you know. So you just go, good evening. Good evening, everybody. I do the intro voice. If anyone's ever allowed out of their house ever again and is allowed to go to a show, go and see Jack D live. I do the good evening. Welcome to Jack D live. I was told not to say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So there we are. A little that work's dried up at the moment, John.
Yeah, well, it would do, wouldn't it?
I mean, especially as I do it live every night from home.
You just want you to dial into the theatre.
Yeah.
Charlie, you there?
I do four or five of them around the country. Who is it? Rob Beckett. Okay. It's a different voice for Rob Beckett. Ladies and gentlemen.
I've introduced the wrong one.
Oh, no. I can't remember how I got into this. Tall bikes, John. Tall bikes. So these dudes, they have learned to weld when they were like nine. Don't know how, but I think they had like a cool dad, one of those cool dads who doesn't mind people burning their hands off. That's cool, isn't it? And they now build tall bikes. And and tall bikes are like stupidly tall, like a giraffe's bike. If you can imagine a giraffe as a bike. That sort of height.
I'm imagining it.
That sort of height. And they maintain. You can get a lot more luggage on it. You can carry more stuff on it without it, the weight transference around the bike being difficult. Or you can go longer distance on it a lot. I mean, you do fall off a lot, apparently. But it's a very nice little 29-minute chill out, dude.
Well, I mean, look, I've also been watching a lot of Netflix. I think I've nearly finished Netflix.
Have you? What's the best thing you've seen, John?
I think I've nearly worked my way through it, but then the Sunderland documentary arrived this week, so I've been binging that this week.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to also work through all the Marvel films. They're really good. The Marvel obsession this could be now. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Find a new obsession, I think. Yeah. It was whittling at one point.
John, whittling is big. I don't know if you wanted to get onto whittling now or if you wanted to save that for later on, because I'm about to shake the whittling world up, John. I am shaking it up. I am going into it. I'm taking it down. I'm changing the world one twig at a time.
I've got to say, before you go any further, it's very on brand. It's very, very on brand for Bram Baker.
Since I launched I've got to do another edit of the trailer because it's too long for Twitter at the moment.
Well, I've been on a course as well.
And I've been on a course. So some people won't know what we're on about, John, but I've made a beautiful trailer. I'm going to be doing whittling live with Charlie Baker, whittling. All you need is a sharp knife, very sharp, and a twig, John. And I'll be guiding you through whittling and a glove as well. It's good to have one glove.
So for those of us who, I don't want to tread on the toes and sort of ruin any of your content of the first episode of Whittling Live, but what do you actually whittle? What do you whittle
wood,
shapes?
John.
Wood,
John.
No, wood? Yes.
The first thing.
What's the end goal?
A spreader is the first thing we'll be whittling. A spreader, that's page two of the book. This is the thing. Since I've launched it, I really look like I know what I'm doing in the trailer. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. So it's going to be learn along with me, basically.
Right.
All you need, John, as I say, is a sharp knife. Everyone's got one of those in their house and a twig. or what would advice be
for someone who doesn't necessarily trust themselves around sharp knives and would describe themselves as something of a
class? That's going to be part of the whittling process, isn't it, John? It's going to be part of the whole journey that we all go on as we start the whittling obsession, because it's going to be...
Is this in anticipation of some sort of, you know, if all the industry in this country sort of grinds to a halt eventually
we're all going to be relying on...
virus, or we're going to have to start whittling our own tools and...
We're going to be relying on the traditional skills, aren't we, John? And whittling is one of those. You need me to make you a knife? Oh, sorry, we've run out of metal. Hold on. There you go. A spoon. A chain you can do, John. That's like page 40.
I do chain. Wonder that you've positioned that in the trailer. You have positioned yourself as something of an expert.
I do look good at it, don't I, John?
You do.
And I don't really know what I'm doing. So I think what's going to happen is people are going to go, this guy's a charlatan.
Doing nothing more but a bit of surface level digging. I think we've worked out that you're no expert.
Think of all the professional whittlers there are at the moment, John, out there going, who's this new guy on the block? He knows what he's doing. I'll tune in to see what he's doing. Oh.
Perhaps you could bring in the chief medical officer, Professor Chris Whittley.
Is that what his name is? Ben, of course, Jane, Foff number, she suggested Ben Whittlefield as...
Ben Whittlefield, yes.
Armani
Whittle.
Armani Whittle, John. Do you know what? I'm going to get the Talk United team involved, John. It's going to build. It's going to be huge. It's going to be absolutely huge.
Armani just whittling on Zoom there, probably injuring himself.
How I think I'm going to film it is outdoors, like 10 o'clock at night. Get a little fire going in our... We've got a fire pit. Candlelight.
Have you got a shed? I think it's it should be filmed inside a shed.
I don't think it should be inside. I think it's like an outdoor thing. I think we're going to have poems as well, John. And there is going to be live music as well from Plank Sinatra. He's going to turn up. And
Roy Wood.
It's woodcraft. That wicked woodcraft. Going to be... Are you excited, John, for it? Are you excited for whittling live?
Yeah, I'm going to tune in. I'm very excited. Where can we... Is this going to be Insta live?
I'm not sure. I don't know what the best one is. If people can let me know. Insta live, Facebook live, Twitch, I thought. But I think Twitch, you can start making money on it. So maybe when it gets huge, I'll get it onto Twitch.
I worry that you're going to forget us all here on the National Obsession.
Well, I'm hoping the Foffs will join me on the whittling. I do need to do that. I'll do an edit down of the... there'll be less knives in it. That's basically... I'll have to take out 20... I have to take out 20 seconds of knives, I think. 20 seconds of knives. It'd be a great hip-hop album, wouldn't it, John? Anyway, should probably talk about... What are we talking about? What's coming up in the show?
Let's try and work it out. Well, not very much, really. I mean, there was a lot of whittering on.
Whittering on.
About whittling. We've done that.
We've done that.
National League latest, ticked.
Because there's nothing to talk about with the National League, is there? We're going to catch up with Ivor Dudeney, I think, aren't we? I think he's going to give us a call.
We did say at the start, sort of everything below the National League North and South has now been cancelled.
We're going to right a wrong, aren't we, John? We're going to right a wrong. Well, it might not right a wrong. We're going to see if it was the right outcome. We're going to replay Talk United v Ebbsfleet in the FA Trophy.
Yes, we're going to do that. 2007, I think it was. We've got a few letters.
Oh, imagine if we were top of the National League South this time last year. And all this happened, John. Oh, God.
Imagine, you might be thinking a bit differently about it.
Oh, God, it'd be... Just desperate, wasn't it? But because we're mid-table and not really going anywhere, it's not really affected us, has it? So that's probably why we've managed to keep a cheery outlook. You are listening to The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Truro City was on.
Ivor, it's John here from The National Obsession. How are you? John from the National Obsession. Ivor, we've spoken so many times.
No idea. No idea who you are.
The National Obsession Podcast. We always take it. A podcast?
Sorry, I was just whittling. I was just getting right into whittling. I'm thinking of starting a show.
You want to watch Charlie Baker's Whittling Live?
Who?
Instagram Live.
Who?
Never mind. Have you heard of Instagram?
No.
No.
Instagram. Instagram, I've heard of.
As an aside, if the people from Ginsters are listening, Ginstagram is a great idea.
Right.
Ivor.
What do you want? I'm packing up the office here.
Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you about, because the ongoing situation with COVID-19.
Oh, the bloody corona. The old corona.
The bloody, old coronavirus.
It's done us all in. Wash your hands, John.
I'm washing my hands.
I've never washed my hands in 40 years of looking up the Truro City, and I'm not going to start now.
You've survived this long without washing your hands?
I have. Well, most of me has. Half of me seems to have withered. But other than that, the rest of me's fine. Anyway, I'm packing up my office here. What is it you want?
The coronavirus. I wanted to ask how it's affected Truro City, because the season has been cancelled.
Very cancelled, isn't it?
Top
of the 80s, them. I don't believe the coronavirus is a thing. I think it's all a big conspiracy. They don't want us in the league. They can't handle our power in the National League South. They can't handle us up there in the National League South. They don't want us.
This is exactly what you want, isn't it? You didn't like the National League South. You were pleased when you got relegated.
The whole of the country is scared of Truro City. The whole is been shut down, so to stop Truro City going up any further, stopping the Cornish football. But we will be fine as Cornwall if you cut us off. I tell you, cut us off. We don't mind. Anyway, I don't care. I've got a new job anyway. I'll start tomorrow morning. I was working on that bloody bridge, and I was going to be asking pound.
How much is it to get over?
Pound.
Okay, right.
It's 50p. 50p, but I'm going to whack it up for a pound. And if anyone goes, it's normally 50p, I go, corona, innit? Bloody corona.
And you can't argue with that.
There's no arguing with the corona.
You've been furloughed, is that?
I've been furloughed, John.
It sounds like a place that could be in Cornwall.
Who bloody knows what it means, John? I've been furloughed. But I don't mind, because I'm on the bloody bridge, and I bloody love that bridge, John. And do you know what? What I'm going to say is, where's you from? To people. I'll say, where's you from? And they'll go, I was from bloody Plymouth, innit? And I'll go, get out of the county.
Are you going to sort of like temperature test people as they come over the bridge as well? You know, don't let anyone in with the old virus?
No, I'm not going to temperature test them. I'm going to birth certificate test them. Where are you
okay,
from?
No, fair enough.
Where are you from? Birmingham. Get out of the county. Where are you from? Where are you from? Newcastle. Get out of the county.
Obviously, you're delighted that Truro aren't going to go up now. So obviously, the more we
champions
more the
of Cornwall, John. Champions of Cornwall. Champions.
Another bit of good sort of news looking ahead to the summer. If this carries on, no tourists.
No bloody tourists, John. Get out of the county. They are not.
Sure, you know, that means things like the Eden Project might have to close.
Good. I might be able to bloody get round it, John. I might be able to get round there and have a look at it. I can't get round. There's too many bloody bastards walking round it.
You're not going to be able to sell pasties, export pasties.
We'll have all the bloody pasties, John. Gonna be brilliant for Cornwall, the corona. I wish I'd thought of it myself. I'll be saying to people, I'll be going, where's she from? And they'll say, Birmingham. I'll say, get out of the county. And I'll cough on their change, and then I'll give it them back. And then they won't want it, will they, John? It's gonna make me a very rich man.
You'll have Perranporth Beach all to yourself.
I'll own the bloody place, John.
Well, look, obviously, I thought it'd be bad news for
Ireland. Oh, it's great news, John.
Boom times are coming.
Boom times are coming for Aberdeen, and the boom times are coming for Cornwall and everybody else. Then get out of the county!
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Why are we going so slowly at the moment? What's happened?
We're trying to sing with each other, John.
Well, now that I'm in crystal clear quality, as you might be able to hear.
You are in crisp audio.
Crisp audio.
We have been talking about Zoom for about 2 years on this podcast.
Yeah.
We've never thought to put money into it, have we?
We sort of sunk, yeah, damn it.
And now they are richer. Should have sunk all the money we've made from the National Obsession into Zoom.
We could have turned it into £1.20 overnight.
In many ways, we have sunk all the money.
Yeah.
Right, go on then. Any letters, John?
Letters, yes. We've got three lovely letters to bring you this week.
The first fantastic.
One comes from, well, one of the public enemy number one at the moment. Not Richard Branson, but Mike Ashley.
Oh, how nice. Ooh. Out.
Mike Ashley says, "Hi, John and Charlie. After listening to last week's podcast, I felt you were struggling a bit for content."
Ah, who said this?
Thanks, Mike. With no football being played and everyone in isolation, I just wanted to say I'm a postman and my wife is a nurse at the Birmingham Children's Hospital, so we're both having to work still and try to keep our four-year-old son safe and homeschool him at the same time. Mike,
a big round of applause to you and all the key workers around the country,
unsung heroes who is keeping this country running.
Yes, thank you so much. Carry on with the letter.
Mike
sounds excellent.
I listen to your podcast on my post round and hope you carry on with it through isolation, as it helps me think about other things during these tough times. I also heard at the end of the podcast you were thinking about interviewing your postman. If he is unavailable, I can help with any details you'd like to know about Royal Mail. Stay safe and thanks, Michael Ashley.
Okay, Michael, we will have you on next week, please. We would like that. I'm assuming you only work mornings, so we normally record in the afternoon. So next week, Mike, you are welcome on, and you will be christened a FOF number as well, a new FOF as well, Mike.
One of the worst things you can say, and Michael might prove me wrong, is assuming that postmen only work in the morning and then have the rest of the day off. Apparently it's not true. John,
this is the sort of question we'll ask him.
Yeah.
Next week, because one good thing is going to be, let's find a new job for Charlie.
I could see you as a postman doing that, doing the whistle, the generic tune whistle. Well, this is sort of coming down the path.
The good joke about postman is it's better than walking the streets. Good joke, isn't it, John? Thank you, Mike, for the letter on the ice to you. And we hope give us your details and we'll chat to you next week about being a postman.
Yeah, I think that'd be lovely. Letter number two comes from Mark Ridley. He says, "Hi, John and Charlie. He says, now that the current non-league football season appears to have been voided, the only way to resolve the issue is to rewind back to the start of the season when every team has played no games and promote and relegate teams according to alphabetical order. This way, the team I follow, AFC Hungerford Town, will be promoted."
This is no good.
No, because then what happens to Torquay United? I don't. Like
bottom, we're right at the bottom there, John.
Well, Wrexham would go down.
Any S's?
Stockport.
Solihull Moors, Stockport. They're ahead of us. We're second bottom, John.
Stockport, Solihull, Wrexham.
Sutton United, Sutton. S.
Yeah, so we're all right. Okay, I'm up for it. Go for it.
No. We're below them, John.
ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOP.
No,
you're right. Sorry.
John, do you need me to homeschool you, John?
Are you free at the moment? Because I appear to have lost my mental faculties.
Oh, dear. Yeah, right. Well, there we are.
Yeovil.
The question again?
Yeovil.
Yeovil. Yes, down. You're going down with the Yeovil. No.
Woking. Woking, how do we forget Woking?
Down.
That's not good.
We've established it's non-linear. We've established it's a non-linear season. We just have to work out after 10 games when the season started and where we were after a few games after the season started, which I think was near the top. So
I think so. Anyway, Mark concludes.
Lovely idea, though, Mark. Thank you.
Lovely idea, Mark. He says, with other clubs doing their bit for the NHS by offering free tickets, shouldn't your podcast make an offer for NHS staff by awarding special FOFs, but instead call them COFs?
lovely idea.
Very nice idea. He says, all the best on the isolation, Mark Ridley.
Mark's really upped his pun game.
He's on fire.
The letter got better as it went on. At the start, it was like, oh, yeah, I can see this is nice, the alphabetical thing. And then he came in with coughs and then on the isolation. Wowzer!
Boom! Hang on a minute. Now, do we think Mark has a FOF number?
Let's give him one now, John.
Shall we?
What number FOF?
Do you know what I can actually do? Because I've really taken this time to up my game. I can check right now the FOF spreadsheet. Tell you whether Mark's got a FOF number. And if not, we'll give him one. Hold on a minute.
Has he, John? Oh, you've got the spreadsheet there. Have you really genuinely done a spreadsheet, John?
I've genuinely got the spreadsheet.
Ah, my sister-in-law will be thrilled.
This isn't just thrown together. Here we go. Open. FOF database, it's called, the file. Here we are. Mark Ridley. Charlie, we're good to go.
Ah, what number?
33.
Mark Ridley, you are FOF number 33.
Look at that. And that's how it should work.
Lovely, isn't that? Well done. Now,
this down here is me just adding his name to the database. Welcome.
If you are an NHS worker, you do not need to send in the requisite number of letters that are required or the tweets. You can even break the rules and ask for a FOF number. If you can prove you are an NHS worker, not one of these people who is just pretending to be to get take part in the round of applause on a Thursday night.
I don't know anyone who's done that.
Nor do I, John, but I bet there are people. What's the other letter, John?
And the final letter comes from someone who is already a FOF, and now I'm just showing off. He's FOF 27.
Oh, wow.
Tobias Ashton, Tibbs.
It's got too slick.
It has a bit, yes. Isn't it taken Tibbs away from it a bit?
Hey, on the isolation to you.
On the isolation, Tibbs. He says, evening, gents. With the Irish lockdown in full swing, don't forget Tibbs lives in Ireland, I've got into Football Manager 2020 mobile. Unlike the full version, it's much simpler and more akin to classic Championship Manager. However, I've had to stop after getting back-to-back promotions to the Championship with Calvin Kalala, the only remaining squad member from the National League. I found the idea of a fictional, successful Torquay United too depressing, and I didn't want to get too involved in the fantasy of them being successful. I do not want the joy of the lockdown ending being muted by the reality of an away trip to Eastleigh. A very good point.
This is true. Very good point. You can, when you're in isolation, you can go slightly doolally, can't you?
To round things off, he says, a couple of questions for you. Working for your fancy radio station, do any of the ex-pros care about the National League, or are they all glory hunters?
Now, Perry Groves, who's a very, very nice man, and I've been working with him a bit recently, he has a lot of Torquay United stories. They're all based around the same game.
Okay.
Where he played for Colchester. We need to look it up, actually. And perhaps when I see him next, I'll get him to do a bit of an interview. I should probably have got him to do a bigger interview, shouldn't I, John?
You should do, really.
About when he played at Plainmoor for Colchester. And he said, I think Frank Lampard Sr. was playing as well at the same time.
Okay.
So we need to look up what that game was and find out a bit more about it from Perry Groves. Not a lot of people talk about the National League. The only person who I've spoken to about it is Martin Allen.
No, I think that's very fair. Alvin Martin, in particular, and his son used to play for Gillingham when they were in League One, and he found that a struggle. He found,
as I call him, Alvin Kalala.
No, he found that difficult. So I think the National League might be a stretch. And Tibbs also follows up with a second question. What is the best way to spend half time? Food and a rushed pint is my preferred option. On the ice in the bay, Tibbs.
I'm not all about a pint because I need a wee if I have a pint. And I normally miss a bit of the game. A Bovril with a bit of horseradish sauce in it. That's what I like, John.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend not to do football ground food, particularly at the non-league level.
Well, you did at Sutton United, John. You were slapping it up.
That on was the, a real touch of a class, wasn't it?
On the corporate bank. And that game, John, means nothing now. All that cheering and everything, they were lording it over us.
Yeah,
it
Tim Vine having
zero.
A great time. Meaningless.
Meaningless. Thank you so much for all the letters, everybody. Mm. That's so great. That's such a great haul of letters.
Yes, lovely letters. Please keep them coming. If it takes your mind off the isolation for a bit, email.
Ask us anything. Ask us anything.
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Or at NatObsPod. This is the National Obsession, and that was letters from a listener.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Now, we're going to not rewrite a wrong, John, just a game that I went to. I don't know. Were you there, John? The FA Trophy final?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, the worst game I think I've ever seen in my life. Torquay United v Ebbsfleet. Terrible result. So we're going to replay it now, John, using Charlie Baker's Roll Your Own Football Match.
And hopefully get the correct result.
and hopefully get the correct result. But who knows? It doesn't often happen like that.
Can
right,
you hear
so are the, you going to play?
I've added in the big game atmosphere as well. It's just like being at Wembley.
Well, I could have this, I mean, like Wembley with 15,000 people in it.
Well, there was about 40,000 that day because they had 30,000 Ebbsfleet fans turned up because they were they were doing that thing where you could buy a share in the club for a
buy
group.
A club, yes, of course, yeah,
and,
of course.
And you could pick the team and stuff. It was
Right, you can be Torquay, John, and I'll be Ebbsfleet. Okay, have you got the Torquay team? We don't care about the Ebbsfleet.
I have got the Torquay team, yeah.
Okay, you can drop in a couple of Ebbsfleet.
I will.
Right, Torquay United have kickoff. Off you go.
It is a six.
It's a six. Pinpoint pass to the right midfield. Who was in goal, John?
And Martin Rice.
Martin Rice in goal. On the ice, Martin Rice-elation. There we are. Pinpoint pass to...
Chris Zabrowski.
Chris Zabrowski has picked up the ball in right midfield. On we go, John.
It is a two.
It's a two. He controlled it and he's passed it. Passed it into the middle there.
Inside to Chris Hargreaves.
Chris Hargreaves on the ball. With the ball now, Chris Hargreaves. Here we go.
One.
It's a one. He's stepped on the ball. He's injured and the move has broken down. Chris Hargreaves has gone off. A terrible start for Torquay United. Here we go. And we've got a four. The ball bobbles and the absolute keeper miskicks it. A terrible start for both teams here so far. The ball has turned over its back with Torquay United.
Lance Cronin there in the absolute goal. Right, am I rolling again? Okay. Here we go.
Yes, you are. Yep, keep rolling.
It's a three.
It's a three. Straight to defensive midfield. Who was in defensive midfield that day?
Steve Adams, remember him?
Steve Adams, yes, I do, yes. Steve Adams on the ball, here we go.
Two.
It's a two. He's miscontrolled it, and Ebbsfleet have got the ball. Here we go, Ebbsfleet on the ball. Stepped on the ball, it's a four again. He stepped on the ball, and the ball has gone back to Torquay United in midfield. Here we go.
Chris McPhee for Ebbsfleet there.
Chris McPhee, and it's gone now to Chris Zabrowski in midfield. Here he goes.
Five.
It's a five. Crossfield first time pass from Zabrowski. Who's he found in attack, John?
To Roscoe Desain.
Roscoe Desain up front. Here he is.
One.
On the ball. He's won. He's got to the byline and he's crossed it. Who's coming in the box?
It's got to be Tim Sill, surely.
Tim Sill's in the box. Roll the ball.
Six.
It's a six. An own goal. It's come off their defender. And it's 1-0 to Torquay United.
Come off Paul McCarthy, not Paul McCartney.
Paul McCarthy has
stuck the ball in my own net, you know.
Headed the ball into his own net. It's now Ebbsfleet's attack. There we go. They've got the ball back. It's 1-0 to Torquay United. The ball bobbles and it's miskicked again. The keeper is having a nightmare for Ebbsfleet here. It's unreal. And Torquay United's last. No, you've had your attack. That's it. It's half time.
Okay.
1-0 at half time.
Martin Atkinson plays for half time.
Out come the teams. Here we go. Ebbsfleet kicking off. And it's rolled out to the defender, trying to slow play down a bit here, playing out from the back, the Ebbsfleet way. Played it back to defender. Defence just passing it around now. Here we go, another three. He's flicked it on down the line in midfield, and he's flicked it round a player, and he's got to the byline. Chris McPhee having a great game up front in this second half. It's a five. He's tackled. They lose the ball, and the attack is over. Beautiful defence there from
Torquay
United.
Lovely defending from Steve Woods.
Steve Woods, beautiful as ever. Classy, classy. Here we go. The Torquay goalkeeper has the ball.
Martin Rice. It's a four.
It's a four. And his ball has bobbled and he's miskicked it. Oh, disastrous from Rice. And that is the attack over. Ebbsfleet with their final attack Here we go. The long boot up midfield, and it's gone straight to midfield two. Here we go. Oh, and it's a three. He's controlled it, and they've passed it. Ebbsfleet moving forwards to five. They tackled, though. Steve Woods, again, are playing brilliantly at the back. All talk he need to do now is it's been a low-quality game of losing
really.
The ball. Terrible, terrible game. All talk he need to do now is keep the ball. Here we go. Here comes Torquay on their last attack.
It's a six.
It's a six. The pinpoint pass to right midfield. Beautiful from Martin Rice there.
Danny Stevens has come on now for Chris Zabrowski.
Yeah, okay.
Touch him, Danny.
On the ball.
It's a one.
It's a one, a dummied through the legs. Classic Danny Stevens.
Sounds like Stevens
in
to
midfield
me.
There. Still got the ball, Danny Stevens.
It's a three.
It's a three. He's controlled it and he's passed it forward to Roscoe Desain.
Well, now Roscoe Desain's come off now. It's Elliot Bennion.
Oh, Elliot Bennion on the ball. Just, is he going to hold the ball up or is he going to go for another goal?
Probably lose the ball named Bennion too.
He's two. He's controlled and he's beating his player and Bennion in the box.
Bennion, roll the dice. Four.
It's a four, low and hard into the bottom left hand of the goal. It's a goal. Torquay United win 2-0 and they win the FA Trophy. Thrashing Ebbsfleet, who were terrible today. Terrible. Ebbsfleet just did not turn up. Torquay was scrappy but got the best of the play in the end. A beautiful, beautiful outcome to a terrible, terrible match. And that is it. Torquay United FA Trophy winners 2007.
7-8, yeah.
7-8. There we are, John. Right it or wrong.
Justice has been done.
Justice is served.
There
we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
There we are. That's it, John, for another week. Do get in touch with us at NatObsPod.
Or nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Say stay safe, everybody. Keep washing your hands. And on the isolation,
on
Martin
the isolation.
Isolation.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.